Hello. After 2 weeks, I'm sure that you missed the Summer Valley FM film review on Summer Valley FM. Well, fret not, for I, Ben Pinsent, am back again to talk about the most recent cinema releases. This time, we're going somewhere a little bit different with Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets. Set in the 28th century, Agents Valerian and Laureline are police officers operating in the human part of a giant space station called Alpha that consists of thousands of different species coexisting, sharing knowledge and technology. However, there is an unknown threat to the station that starts the duo on the path to discover a massive government cover-up. Now, I didn't enjoy the plot of Valerian. You could tell where it was going within the first 5 minutes. I didn't enjoy the awkward and overwrought attempts at humour, and I certainly didn't enjoy the characters. Take Valerian and Laureline, for instance, played by Planks of Wood, Dane DeHaan from The Amazing Spider-Man 2, and Suicide Squad's Cara Delevingne. They have all the chemistry of a damp piece of firewood and switch character motivations on a whim, and I probably couldn't tell you anything about them without telling you their name or what they look like. What is strange is that overall I actually enjoyed the film. This is because Valerian and Laureline are probably the most boring part of the expansive and imaginative world that director of Lucy and Fifth Element Luc Besson has made. I wanted to see more of the station, I wanted to meet more of the strange and weird aliens, learn about their cultures and the politics of Alpha rather than a paint-by-numbers throwaway action flick. This is without a doubt the most visually engaging science fiction film of the year, and I thoroughly enjoyed just looking at the scenery and creature design during the kinetic action sequences. It's just a shame that there was a boring plot and boring characters taking us through this bonkers world. So, Valerian will not be for everyone. Those who do wish to see it, I suggest seeing it in a 3D cinema or 3D IMAX with the biggest screen imaginable. Because this is a universe you need to experience on the big screen, and I wish I could have seen more of it. Thanks for listening to another Summer Valley FM film review. I've been your host, Ben Pinsent. And if you have an opinion that you would like to share about Valerian and the City of a Thousand Planets, or any other film that I talk about on the show, why not drop us a line on Summer Valley FM's social media, either on our Facebook page or on our Twitter, at Summer Valley FM. But more importantly, don't forget to join me next week when I'll be dodging explosions with Charlize Theron in her new movie, Atomic Blonde, and things get a little bit supernatural with A Ghost Story. I'll see you then.